Glory to Jesus Christ. St. Mark the Ascetic says, "Think nothing and do nothing without a purpose directed to God. For journey without direction is wasted effort." For sure, these words of St. Mark can turn our life upside down. But it actually is the opposite movement. This message gives a person the right attitude and stability, something that is missing in today's modern age, especially among the younger generation. The feeling of disruption of our lifestyle is a sign of a previous unreasonable behavior. God gave us this life that we have time to prepare for the next one. Although this life is very short, it gives us enough time to prepare for eventuality. St. Theophan the Recluse is the author of the book Spiritual Life. It is actually a collection of letters addressed to a young woman who asked him for spiritual guidance. And St. Theophan devotes the first few letters on emphasizing the necessity of discovering the meaning and purpose of life. He emphasizes that without this effort and without this radical decision to lead a life pleasing to God, it is impossible to make any progress in spiritual life. Our own experience can confirm this, especially when we examine our life in the light of the teaching of St. Mark the Ascetic. In the days when we get carried away and respond chaotically to the offers and demands of the world, we quickly forget our soul and its calling to eternal life. We devote a lot of energy to various activities that we may lead to certain temporal achievements in this world, but these achievements have no effect on eternal life, and those achievements are even many times obstacles to eternal life's attainment. What do we do, and what do we have to do in order not to distract ourselves to the point of forgetting God? Even if we make the radical decision, even if we have found a spiritual father, and we read the Holy Fathers, we can still forget about God because of our chaotic lifestyle. We might not even think that we are in chaos, that we have this crazy lifestyle. We might be the most organized person, and yet still something might be missing within our life. Something that has disappeared from our Christian life is to have some kind of a rule for life, which is a direct connection to our Christian life. A rule of life is a personal plan or pattern of spiritual disciplines that provide structure and direction for growth and holiness. The call to holiness is an ancient yet always applicable practice of drawing closer to God. For some reason, this rule for life was not being taught in our churches. And even this, even you can hear me now, might seem too radical to you. It might be something out of this world. Well, we have not been taught this in our ECF. Well, sure. It has been forgotten. Rule for life gives stability and assurance into our life. If that disappears, chaos and death creep in. I remember my great-grandpa. He was very old, and I don't know how I remember this because I was probably 4 years old. And every time we went to visit him, it had to be an afternoon. He was always sitting on his, he was propped up against his bed. And when the time came to do his prayers, he kicked everybody out of the room. And, well, since the walls were thin, everybody had to be quiet in the other rooms so we don't disturb him. And after about 30 minutes, he would take his cane and he would knock on the door. I said, "Come in, I'm done." He kept his rule for life. He showed three generations of his children on how one should love God and what should always come first. This generation has almost disappeared. It's a rarity to meet that kind of a person nowadays. And we can see the fruits of it. But it is time for us to return back to our tradition and start to live according to this rule of life. Each Christian faithful should have a rule for life. Each rule is different according to the person's capabilities and time. This rule is not shared with anyone except the spiritual father. And it is done in order not to compare with others, because spiritual life is not a competition. I will share with you 8 disciplines that form this rule for life. And in the bulletin, you can also, you'll have a sheet with these disciplines. There are more described there. And I will only do the summaries today because I don't think each of you want to spend 2 hours listening to me and my long homily. But during the Great Lent, during the pre-sanctified gifts liturgy, I will return to these disciplines and we'll talk about them more in depth. So the first discipline is to have a dedicated rule of prayer. From our prayer books, we pray our morning and evening prayers, and we pray before every meal, even in public. We cultivate more silence in our life, and we pray the Jesus prayer. So we can see that we are already creating a structure to our everyday life. We start with prayer. We keep the remembrance of God throughout the day with Jesus' prayer and when we eat. And then we finish our day with prayers, evening prayers. That is the basic structure of our every single day. The second discipline is to have obedience. For us in living in the world and not in the monastery, obedience looks a little bit different. And those who have spiritual fathers, they should keep obedience to the spiritual father. But our household tasks, or being helpful to another, or tasks towards our family, or can be considered on obedience, because we set aside our effort to help our neighbor. For Christ says in the gospel, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Also during this obedience, we can choose to pray the Jesus prayer and remembrance of God during the day, rather than being lazy and watching TV or music. Third discipline is that we should fast. Fasting plays an important role in our spiritual life. It is another discipline that has disappeared out of our church. Fasting is not just Fridays, not just from food, but it's also from TV, from people who pull us away from God, from activities that pull us away from God. And anything that pulls us away, we can fast from it. And eventually, when we keep the fast, those things disappear out of our life. The fourth discipline is repentance. During our evening prayers, we should examine our conscience and think about our day, and see how many times we have missed the mark, how many times we have gossiped, judged, were angry, or fall into any other sin that caused us to fall. With this step, we also decide how frequent our confession should be. Once per year is not enough. unless we have a perfect memory, it's not enough. The fifth discipline is Eucharist and Divine Liturgy. It is more self-explanatory. But if there's a day where we don't go to liturgy, we should really ask ourselves, why I can't make it? What's keeping away from coming and seeing God and receiving and praying the highest form of prayer? Is something more important than that? Or we can ask questions like, am I ready to receive the Holy Eucharist worthily? Or do I need to go to confession first? Have I come to church early enough to make myself ready, to be in peace, be in silence? Have I prayed my preparatory prayers before liturgy to make myself ready to receive the Holy Eucharist? And those prayers are in our green prayer books. Those should be a natural thing before liturgy starts. Sixth discipline is almsgiving. Do we give alms? Do we help others in need? It doesn't have to be just financial help. But if we put someone else before us to help them in any way and do not accept any rewards, that is a very beautiful thing. Also, working for your church, sacrificing your time and efforts, it's huge almsgiving. Seventh discipline is spiritual reading. Last week I talked about it a little bit, but do we create time every day to read the scripture and the works of the Holy Fathers? Even as little as a paragraph can go a long day. Actually, when it comes to reading of the Holy Fathers, it is recommended to read only paragraph or even just a sentence so we can fully comprehend it, so it can stick with us throughout our whole day. And usually the readings are done during the morning. And eighth discipline is gratitude. At the end of the day, are we bitter or are we thankful for the whole day that God has given us? We should have a deep reflection. And usually this step is connected with the examining of our conscience, which is done during our evening prayers. These are the disciplines for rueful life, which is absolutely necessary for our life as Christians. These give purpose in our life, purpose that is directed toward God. We have to work on our salvation. And we don't... Look, you're here today. Obviously, we don't want to end up like those who say in the gospel, Lord, Lord, and yet they are unknown to God, that He doesn't know them. Having some kind of a rule for life will help us to grow deeper in our faith. And faith will become something more than a check mark. It will be a purposeful way of life. If we constantly have before our eyes the true goal of our life, which is eternal rest in God, we will avoid wasting the precious time we have that was given to us to secure eternal life. Glory to Jesus Christ.